The Bird Show.
She wakes up in the middle of the night. Her boyfriend isn't in bed with her. So she goes to investigate. And there he is in the living room drinking with her roommate.
Ooh.
Major offense or not, is it a ditch or date?
I've been dating my new man for a few months now, and everything was going great until last Friday night.
Ooh.
He stayed over at my place, and when I woke up at 4 a.m., he was not in bed with me.
Mm.
Instead, I found him in the living room drinking wine and laughing it up with my roommate. I was confused and annoyed. I asked my boyfriend why he wasn't in bed with me, and he said he couldn't sleep and didn't want to disturb me. He claimed he just went to the living room to watch TV and have a glass of wine. It all just felt weird and disrespectful. When I confronted my roommate about the situation, she seemed surprised that I was upset. She said they were just having a casual chat and enjoying each other's company, and that I was overreacting.
Let me interject super quick. So, a casual chat with your roommate.
Mm.
Not an issue. If it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think it's, is it the time? The fact that it's 4 a.m.?
That is weird to me.
While she's sleeping?
Well, it's also bizarre to me. Like, why is the roommate also conveniently up?
At 4 a.m. It's not like it's like midnight or even 1. I might push that. But 4 a.m. Who drinks wine at 4 a.m.? Who like wakes up in the middle of the night and is like, you know what? I'll do some TV and some wine.
Well, I mean, I was definitely drinking at 4 a.m. when I was in my 20s.
After you went to bed, though? Like, and you couldn't sleep? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the weird part. Staying up straight through, no problem. Going to bed, going to sleep, saying, oh, then I couldn't sleep, so I woke up and drank some wine.
He said he couldn't sleep, though. So maybe he got out to have some wine to kind of try to put him in that mindset to go to sleep. Because I know some people will have a glass of wine to help him sleep.
Your logic has no place here.
By the way, PSA, alcohol does not help you sleep. It's actually worse for your sleep, so don't do that.
No, that's a fact, though.
So my boyfriend also said that I was being unreasonable and that he didn't think he did anything wrong. But here's the thing. I feel like it's disrespectful to leave your partner alone in bed while you go and hang out with someone else, especially when that someone else is your partner's roommate.
All right, time out. Let's interject one more time. If it was a male roommate, do you think she would have had an issue with it?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Probably less of an issue.
So then I feel like it's disrespectful to leave your partner alone in bed while you go and hang out with someone else. Someone else of the sex that they are attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Also, calling it the roommate, like if I'm living with friends and my partner did this and hung out with one of my friends at 4 a.m. who I happen to live with, literally would not care.
Yeah.
But if it's a random roommate who I don't know super well and we just started living together, I think that's when I'd have an issue.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, it's not like they were old friends catching up or something. They had only met a few times before. I'm upset with both of them, but I don't know if I'm overreacting. Some of my friends say that I should ditch them both. Should I let this incident slide or consider it a red flag? Any advice or opinions would be greatly appreciated. Thanks in advance, Brianna.
What do you think, Abby?
I think that she doesn't trust her roommate or her boyfriend, because I think if you really had trust in this person that you're dating, this wouldn't raise a red flag for you. You'd just be like, oh, yeah, I know my roommate. They're fine. Oh, I know my boyfriend. Like, he drinks wine at 4 a.m. It's like a very normal thing. This must be very out of the ordinary for him, and this is why it's raising a red flag.
Well, they've only been together for a few months, so it's still fairly new. So do you think it's disrespectful or no if somebody does that?
I think it's disrespectful considering it's a person the same sex that he's attracted to.
I agree. I think she got to work on some of those insecurities. I mean, I understand the awkwardness of it all, but I feel like there's some key information missing, and she's jumping to conclusions. Because I'm looking at it like if I was in his shoes, and I couldn't sleep, and that was my thing, to go have a glass of wine. And then a roommate comes out after and just sits down and starts talking to me. What am I really supposed to do? Say, if my girlfriend catches you talking to me, I'm in trouble. You should go back in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would seem a little bit crazy. So maybe he really didn't have a choice but to just sit there awkwardly because she came out after. And then if you come out and start making assumptions based off of just that, I would tell you, babe, you got to work on them insecurities because nothing is going on here.
So I'm
going
to put you in her shoes. So you're in bed. Your girl is there. You wake up. She's not there. And you go out into the living room and she's there drinking and talking with your roommate, who's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You going to be upset about it?
I wouldn't be upset immediately. But I would have some questions for sure. Like, I would be like, let me holler at you in the room real quick. And then I would want to know, let me get a second of your time. And I would want to know how this came to be. And then if she told me I was just out there, I couldn't sleep, and he came, sat down, and started talking to me, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Guess.
I think Mo's right. I think she's got some jealousy going on. Understandable. I don't think you should ditch either of them, but I do think it's a tiny red flag, like a meatball, toothpick-sized red flag. Mm-hmm. So just keep an eye out, but continue to date.
The Bird Show.